This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It is Friday, and we're looking ahead to Monday in the next few moments because at the state legislature, it is a critical day. Legislation has to pass at least one chamber by the end of the day on Monday in order to continue through the session, and there are a lot of big bills still pending. Joining me, the folks who have been at the Capitol from the beginning, WABE's Michelle Wirth has covered the Senate, and Jonathan Shapiro, the House. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you.
Good to be here, Dennis.
Good to be here, Dennis.
Michelle, let's start with you. In the Senate, a very important bill, a very controversial bill, leads off on Monday, and this is a debate over abortion. Tell us a little bit about that one.
That's right. Well, the bill would ban abortion coverage from state employee insurance policies, and it would also prohibit coverage for Georgians participating in the health care exchange run by the federal government under the Affordable Care Act.
So it's basically saying if you're a state employee or if you're in that federal exchange, no insurance coverage for abortion.
Exactly, exactly.
Democrats probably going to line up against it, but do the Republicans have the votes at this point?
The Republicans definitely have the votes, but it's something that Democrats are really lining up in opposition to, and they're going to try to make this one of their biggest issues this session. 2 years ago, when the 20-week abortion ban was debated, there are actually several women senators who actually walked out of the Senate chamber. I have been in contact with Democrats. I don't know if they're going to try something like that again. They said that they're planning something, but they're being very quiet about what that something is. So we'll just have to wait and see whether it will be something large, whether it will be something small, whether it will be something like just adding a bunch of amendments to try to kill the bill.
Anything else big in the Senate coming up?
There is actually something else coming up in the Senate. They're going to vote on a referendum, a potential referendum on the elimination of the state's ad valorem tax. And that's controversial. Democrats say that really what this would do, in addition to legislation that already passed the Senate to cap the state's income tax at 6%, would be to make it so that the state's tax code really could not be modernized. Would make it more difficult for those efforts. But Republicans, on the other hand, say that this is another way of easing the tax burden.
And that one will probably get a lot of debate as well.
You can bet on that.
Jonathan Shapiro, over in the House, it's a little more complicated because in addition to what's on the calendar already, the House has a kind of a special rule that allows them to add things as they go along. So what's on the calendar that we know of so far?
Probably the most high-profile bill on the calendar. Well, that's not on the calendar right now, but that is expected to get a vote is HB 990. That's a Jan Jones bill. She's Speaker pro tem. The bill would shift power from the governor's office to the legislature on expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Highly controversial, and it's become a proxy war over the whole idea of Medicaid expansion in Georgia. Governor Deal has come out strongly against Medicaid expansion since it became optional back in 2012. But the legislature is, and Republicans at the legislature are trying to
They're trying to make sure he doesn't change his mind and allow Medicaid expansion, it sounds like.
Well, and some have also speculated that Republicans are also trying to make sure that no matter who's the governor, I mean, if let's say Governor Nathan Deal lost for reelection, which, you know, right now polling doesn't indicate that. But if that were to happen, then they would have a safeguard for whoever's in the governor's office to not expand Medicaid.
Another controversial bill in the House, which is expected to come up, although I understand, Jonathan, it's, again, not on the calendar at this point. And that's a bill that would basically keep the state from doing anything to advance Obamacare in Georgia.
Yeah, it would prohibit the use of funds attached with the Affordable Care Act by local governments and state government. It would prohibit things like the University of Georgia Health Plan Navigator Program, all those navigators that are helping people navigate the health insurance exchange. That would no longer be allowed. Also, here in Atlanta, Mayor Kasim Reed held a promotional event for the health exchange, a sign-up and a promotional event for the health exchange. That also would be prohibited under this bill.
Intense debate, I imagine, expected on that bill. And that is, again, one that if it does not pass on Monday would be presumed to be debt for the session. Another one that's on the calendar, and this one deals with, again, the kind of social issues, debate over the role of religion in state government. This one would have a monument on the Capitol grounds with a lot of documents as part of it, founding documents of the country, but includes the Ten Commandments, which has been a big debate for many years at the state capitol.
It would allow a monument on the Capitol grounds that includes the preamble of the Georgia Constitution, a portion of the Declaration of Independence, and the Ten Commandments, which is the controversial part. And actually, in the Capitol right now, in the basement, there are documents. There is an exhibit that features these documents right now that includes the Ten Commandments, and that bill has made it out of committee and is scheduled for a floor vote. Another bill that is not on the calendar right now, but likely will get a vote on the House floor Monday, is HB 1080, which would pave the way for an MLK statue, a Martin Luther King Jr. statue, to be placed somewhere on the Capitol grounds. The location, statue design, and funding right now are unknown, and the backers of the statue say that funding should not be an issue at all. It is going to be raised privately, and it's a bipartisan bill. You have some very high-ranking GOP officials signed onto it now, including House Majority Leader Larry O'Neill.
Let's move to bills that apparently are not going to make the deadline, at least as we speak now. And there was one, Jonathan, that was in the House, was very controversial and showed no signs of going anywhere anyway. This was one that would have eased the movement restrictions on sex offenders who had already served their time. It was proposed by a Republican and then was bashed by all the other Republicans.
So, yeah, the bill is coming from Sam Moore out of Cherokee County, and the critics of the bill said it would have allowed registered sex offenders to move freely in schools and playgrounds. Moore was saying that it was an effort to eliminate the state's anti-loitering laws. He argued that police are unlawfully IDing people without cause. He's a very staunch libertarian. That bill got to the first reading, and before it was even put in committee, House leaders tore it apart on the House floor. It became a real media frenzy over the bill, and eventually Moore had to apologize for even introducing it and withdrew the bill ultimately.
And two other bills that appear to be dead are actually two different versions of the same thing, Jonathan, and that is the Religious Freedoms Bill. These are the bills that would say that people cannot be hindered by the government in the exercise of their religion. Critics say it could mean an open door to discrimination against gay and lesbian people.
Yeah, opponents said it would have allowed private business owners to cite their religious beliefs as a reason to deny service to gay customers. It got a lot of pushback from LGBT advocates. It eventually, in the House side, stalled in the Judiciary Committee, and on the Senate side, stalled in Rules Committee. Now, these bills were also caught up in the national debate over these bills, especially the one going on in Arizona, which was just recently vetoed by the governor over there. But it was very interesting how it played out here in Georgia. Like those other states, businesses spoke out very strongly against the legislation, saying, for instance, Delta Airlines said that it violated their core values as a company. Coca-Cola, Home Depot, they all took stances, very public stances, against these bills.
Right. Meanwhile, but Senator Josh McCoon said that people who are religious are actually under attack in Georgia, and that was his main primary reason for sponsoring it. So that's the other side of this.
Yeah, he was the sponsor on the Senate side. So, yeah. But again, it appears that both of those bills, as we speak, are not going anywhere. But, of course, on Monday, who knows what could happen.
They appear dead for now.
Right. Jonathan Shapiro and Michelle Wirth, Jonathan on the House side, Michelle on the Senate side, you're both going to have a busy day on Monday. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you for having us.